Okay, next, please.
Item 421, request of Mark Bradley to address council regarding underground oil tanks.
Good morning. Come on up.
Good morning, folks. This is my second time here addressing this issue.
Well, welcome.
There's a handout up here that I was hoping everybody would have.
Okay, she's got it for us.
So I'm going to piggyback on some of those words that have been used: stewardship, neighborhoods, quality of life, small business, environmentally educated, sustainability. I don't think we're doing any of that as citizens when we're allowing oil companies to pump oil into the ground next to somebody's house. The oil methods that are used are failed storage methods. I find people like you more when you admit your mistakes and you say, I made a mistake and I'm going to be humble and I cop to my mistake. Oil companies made a mistake 50, 60, 70 years ago when they put steel containers in the ground. They rust with water. We live in a rainforest. Water causes steel to rust. They rust from electricity. We live in a city. Electricity causes steel to rust. Get this. Soil conducts electricity. Every single tank that's being served in this city right now has a chance to leak. There's 1,600 discovered every year. We're allowing 1,600 people to suffer equity loss and loss of their retirement funds. It's unspeakable to me how many people I talk to that are so sad because nobody's giving them information and that they're having this done to them. We live in a city where that map depicts all the leaking tanks in a half-mile radius. We're going to add 300 or 400 more dots to that map every year. If we don't just stop it right now, we can make jobs for the oil companies. We can make jobs for our people by putting the oil into an above-ground tank or into a plastic container that's also petrochemical, so it keeps them selling their oil. The fact is if we get out ahead of this, we create jobs, we stop loss of equity, we create better sales of homes, less wordplay. This is the most imperative issue if we're going to be considered a green city and we're allowing people to destroy our environment daily. I go bike through Ladd's Addition and I see somebody pumping 500 gallons of oil into the ground. It's going right under my office in Ladd's Addition. It's just pooling up and we're wondering why people have cancer. It's like we're pumping volatile organics into our ground all over the city. I don't understand how it's loud. It's just, I work with sad people all the time and It's such a serious issue. If you had a 150-year-old roof and it wasn't leaking, you wouldn't put a radar dish on it. You just caused it to leak. If you have a 60-year-old steel container that's in the ground and you put 1,000 pounds of fuel in it, you just caused it to leak. There are so many people experiencing hardship because of this, and I feel it's our duty to get in front of this and stop 1,600 people every year. Do the math. What are 20,000 cleanups going to cost? $5,000, $15,000 apiece. What about the 97221 and the 97225 zip codes where all of that contamination is pooling up in Fano Creek and Cedar Mill Creek and it's floating on top of the water and there's people being exposed to volatiles? They don't even know it. It's all over our city. I think it's the most important thing we need to do if we're going to be a green city and be considered environmentally friendly, because that's not environmentally friendly.
Mr. Bradley,
thank you.
What is Dana Thompson Tanks and Soil?
That's a small business. I work with Dana Thompson Tanks and Soil. I've been with Dana for about 8 years now, but I've also worked for a bunch of our competitors. And, you know, I support everybody in our industry, including my competitors. We're all doing, you know, good work where we're trying to clean up the environment, but we're allowing people to destroy the environment, and we shouldn't. We should prevent that from happening before it happens, and it's inevitable that it's going to happen.
Does Dana Thompson sell the tanks that you were describing?
We buy our tanks from steel companies like Ace Tank and Northwest Pump, and we install 275-gallon above-ground tanks, but we also put petrochemical, like plastic drums, to use all above-ground. Yeah, we would never recommend anybody put a tank in the ground and pump oil next to their house. It's the most absurd behavior we can allow to happen in our city, and I find it unspeakable that I watch it happen every day. And it's mostly the rich people who own houses and they're renting it out and they're gaining income on their house. So they don't realize that renters are just destroying their house, pumping oil into the ground because they could care less and they're removed from the problem. So it's just, like I said, I'm in the bad news business. There's no good news in this business. It's all sadness and despondency. And I feel like there's 20,000 people we could stop from being sad and losing money and their retirement and funds. And we could create jobs for people to be able to just right away we could have jobs where everybody's putting tanks in above ground and the oil companies keep all their business and they're still selling oil, which is a good source of heat. I don't want to knock it, you know what I mean? There's a lot of new oils that are coming out, bio fuels and stuff like that. So anyway, that's my sales pitch, and you know, I don't really have anything to sell. It's already out there happening to everyone, and I just want it to happen to less people. I feel like we want to decommission tanks and stop the problem before it's a decommissioning and a cleanup. And yeah, there's merging plumes where the water is going down the hill and it's lifting up the contamination and spreading it into neighbors' yards. It's moving it into drinking water wells. It's incredible how many people have wells over on the west side. And anyway, yeah. I just want to say that steel companies and oil companies need to be humble and admit their mistake that we're allowing them to put oil into a failed storage method in the ground. And I wish we could help all those people that are going to suffer hardship because of it. So that's why I'm here, to prevent hardship.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Appreciate you highlighting this.